there was some obstructionist tactics used by the Republicans
on some of those bills, and they were bad bills. So I guess the saying is Republicans have their say and the Democrats get their way. So on bad bills, sometimes the strategy is just, you know, prolong them, delay them so they don't get to the vote because they're going to pass because of the supermajority, especially in the House. So sometimes that's the Republicans get their say, and that's, you know, trying to not let a bad bill get voted in.
What I'm hearing you say is that that's the Republicans' only option.
It is the only option, especially in the House. Well, in the Senate, too, is in minority, but sometimes that's your only strategy. And if it's a bad bill, that's our only option, is try to delay it so it doesn't get to vote. And that's a good strategy.
Did you participate in the strategy?
Well, I think we all participated, but I didn't go up and do a bunch of stalling. Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. I did not. But being a freshman and new, and then that's really not my style either. But I understand the strategy and agree with it.
And getting back to the House Bill 1261, authorizing regulations on greenhouse gases, that passed. You voted against it. How do you think that's going to impact people in Moffitt County?
Well, because I think it speeds up the shutting down of coal and the power generation. Mm-hmm. So those aren't good bills for the 57th.
What is the most challenging aspect of this job?
Keeping up with all the bills and what they mean. That's really tough because you want to make sure you're voting right. Mm-hmm. And I've had previous people in my position that said, you know, it's one thing, but when you start voting, it gets real. And boy, did I understand that quickly.
Talk about that.
Well, when you punch that button, yes or no, I mean, it's getting real because you're representing the people and you're supposed to be representing the people and you can't make everyone happy. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that part of it. I really don't. I mean, you know, I think most people, I think it's human nature. You know, you want to do a good job and make everyone happy. And it's really tough to do that. So when you hit the red or green button, it's real, and that's a recorded vote, mm-hmm. and you want to do what's right, and you want to do what's right for the people. Sometimes we have different opinions, mm-hmm. but my idea is that, you know, you got to vote your conscience and your district, you represent your district, mm-hmm. and then maybe your caucus.
Did you vote on the red flag bill?
I did, and I voted no.
Can you talk about why?
That bill has no due process in it. I did not like that bill. And I understand the pros and cons, mm-hmm. and the people that supported that and what they're after, and I get that as well, but that was not a bill that addresses and is going to make a huge difference. You know, and I know how that evolved and how that came about, and the red flag bill would not have prevented that thing with Deputy. I think it was Parrish that got mm-hmm. shot. That would not have mm-hmm. changed anything. But my whole deal with that was there was just no due process. Do we want to reduce gun violence? Of course. But that was not the way to do it.
How do you think, I mean, since then, obviously, there were some threats last week and a school shooting last week in Colorado, and I'm wondering what your ideas are now that you're in a position of, you know, influence in the state. Do you have any ideas of where to start with stopping gun violence?
Yeah. Well, number one, it's not the guns. It's the people behind them. And I can tell you years ago, we did not have this issue. So, I mean, it's a social thing. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it, in my opinion, we have all these terrible video guns and all this. That stuff really has an influence, I think. A lot of it is tough, too. A lot of parents, you know, both working, trying to make a living, keep a roof over their head, keep their family fed. And, you know, it's not like the old times when, you know, kids had chores and stuff to do.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that parental supervision, the family.
I think it's a family group. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think that's where it's coming from. I mean, there's too much of it. And then I really don't like the media covering all that, you know, and you get the copycat stuff. And I think the media coverage on that is.
But we have to cover that.
People
need to know what's going on. It's part of the news.
It is part of the news, but I don't think that helps or benefits future issues. I really don't. And I mean, I don't know.
So you're saying we shouldn't cover those things?
Not to the detail that it gets covered. Mm. Yes, I do. I would say that. Not to the detail it gets covered. And, you know, mention the name and showing them on TV and the pictures and all that. I think maybe some of them are after the notoriety. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know what, you know, influences these kind of school shootings and stuff. Mm-hmm. I, you know, when I went to school, we went duck hunting after school, different things like that. We had guns at school and unlocked vehicles, and there was just never even a glimpse or an idea of any mm-hmm. issues. So something's changed, obviously. And I don't know what it is, mm-hmm. but I can tell you it's not the guns, it's the people behind them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could take away all the guns, mm-hmm. won't change it. Somebody that's predisposed to do something mm-hmm. like that, they'll drive their car on the sidewalk and take out people. It's not, it's, you know, the gun seems to be the tool in a lot of these, but it can be other things. Everyone points to the gun, and it's not the gun's the issue.